Welcome to the Get Out With God podcast. I'm Rick.
And I'm Christine Ingram, and we are the co-founders of the Viking and the Lioness Ministries.
The purpose of our ministry is to encourage people to get out with God so that they can heal, become whole, and live well, spirit, soul, and body.
And we hope that this podcast blesses you with the word of the Lord and serves as bite-sized encouragement as you clear the clutter, quiet the noise, and draw closer in your relationship with the Lord.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to day 22 of our Journey with Jesus, a Lenten Reflection. We'd like to invite you to, as always, check below in the description area. You'll find our two links, one to the Daily Companion download, which is a study guide, and the other to our Lenten calendar of all the daily scriptures, which are linked out to online Bible resources for you to read. With that covered, my lovely wife is going to read for us our daily scripture.
And this is coming from Romans 5:1 from the NIV version. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through Lord Jesus Christ. Short and sweet and just perfect.
Mic drop.
Perfect piece.
Mic drop is like Paul's signature move.
I know.
He just makes these comments that are just like, okay, like, there's nothing else to say. How can you comment on that?
You can hear a pin drop, I bet, when they read the letter.
Yeah, I mean, imagine being a Gentile and hearing that. You have been told by every Jew your whole life that you are the enemy of God. You are not the chosen people. You are stink in the nostrils of God. Get away from us, you filthy creatures. And here's this other Jew that comes in and says, you have peace with God. God loves you.
And you have that peace because of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I love it. There's so much.
Yeah, capture a thought and just talk about it, because
there's just so much. I mean, so our faith gave us, we were justified, we became righteous, and now here's this thing, peace.
And what does justified mean? Just as if I'd never sinned.
I love that.
And so now I'm righteous.
Right standing.
I have right standing with God.
And now you're not, there's not this wedge between you and God. There's not,
there is,
he's not your
peace.
Enemy. There's not that just awkward. Like, I can go to him. I can.
Enter boldly into his presence.
And just let his peace just flood you. So good.
Yes, it is. You no longer have to carry the curse and the weight of sin. Amazing.
Yeah, I know we chose that picture for the download, for the study guide.
And also the cover art on the podcast as well, yeah.
Yes. And when I saw, and I actually took that picture when we were at the beach in Monterey. And I took it because of those two that were there, that father and that child. So when we were writing this, that just, I was drawn to that picture and just being able to trust. So I see that child trusting God, trusting the Father, having fun and just being at peace and relaxed and just being able to be in relationship. Yep. So that's what that, and then of course the, you know, it was just beautiful with the sunset and the light waves there. It's just that feeling. That portrays the feeling that I get when I know I'm in a good space with God. When I realize it, when I get out of my doing, oh, I got to do this or I'm not worthy.
Yep.
And I realize, no, Jesus made a way for me to be in that picture there, to be in that space and in relationship. And, you know, I talk about that picture, but we also talked about, you know, wherever our wilderness is. And that's going to be different for each of us, how we And I use the word wilderness with quotes around it, because that could be a space in your house. It could be out on your back porch. I mean, we do like out in nature.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we find peace. But it's just that time with the Lord.
Yes. In an area that's free of distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can just have that relationship. You know, so much of my life was wasted on these religious concepts, and these, not just a concept, but an image that they painted of God inside of me, that he was so far removed from us.
Behind the curtain.
Yes. Really, in reality, that's kind of the image that was painted. Was he was so much bigger and so much more stern and demanding and harsh that you were almost afraid to let your guard down and get too close to him.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing him it was actually Jesus, but in stained glass, or, you know, big pictures, and they were very big mm-hmm. and very intimidating. It wasn't like soft or peaceful. It was always bold and strong and big and scary, I would say.
And
not approachable.
Yes. And to their credit, he is that way to people that don't believe in him, or to his enemies. I feel sorry for anybody who's on the wrong side of God, because he's powerful and he is ultimately scary. But
when you're in four walls and under a steeple, it should be.
But when you're his child.
Yes.
And I love that quote that Jesus, or that is made about Jesus. And Paul says that he's the express image of the Father.
Mm.
And Jesus himself said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And Jesus was lowly in spirit. He was not arrogant. He was very approachable and very loving, and cared about his disciples and about the people in general. He would mm-hmm. he would heal them all. He would go into a city and heal them all of everything.
I love those stories where they tell the children, do not bother him. Do not bother
him. And he's like, no, don't you dare. Let them come to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or the lepers, or
yep,
they're like, no, don't, you're, you know, dirty. And he's like, stop doing that. So when I say scary and, you know, bold and all those things, I just feel that if I'm in a service in a community, and, you know, whatever that is, in church, I feel like it should have been a different picture painted.
Yes.
Where there is that you have been saved, and now you can approach and you can talk to him and be in relationship with him and feel the love, you know, just be filled up by his love.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, there was always someone in between that in the churches I went to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, I'll never forget when I finally had that aha moment
mm-hmm.
and started truly having a relationship with him, where I wasn't feeling like I was going to be rejected or not approved or not going to get the nod from him. And I found out how truly interested he is in every little thing that goes on in your life.
Mm.
He wants to hear about it. He wants to talk about it. He wants to shed some light on things. He wants to give you his wisdom and his knowledge. And just like a father does with a son, you know, and is teaching him. Have you ever seen a father and a son out in a shop, and the father's teaching the son how to do certain things with mm-hmm. tools? That's our Heavenly Father. Yes, if you get on the wrong side of him.
Yes.
If you get to be his enemy, you better watch out, because he is scary, ultimate scary.
I always think of like
but
my,
not to his kids.
Like my grandmother, how kind and loving she was. And I think that's a very similar love. Like
very
totally
much.
Interested in everything, wanted to know all the details,
mm-hmm.
you know, who someone was dating, who with this, and what was happened, what's up, cookie, you know,
yeah.
what's cooking.
What's cooking?
And I just think of that kind of love, just wanting to know all the things and just absolutely interested.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. So we encourage you to put aside those harsh images of God and recognize that He's not mad at you. You have peace with Him. Just enjoy spending time with Him and getting to know Him and allowing Him to know you. Share every little detail with Him, just like you would a long-lost aunt or something that you're visiting with over the phone.
Yeah.
And let Him share His wisdom with you.
And put your flesh away.
Oh, yes. Four fingers.
We share that again. I know you heard it in a previous podcast, but put your flesh away. So in those moments when you feel like you're, maybe it's a heavy moment and you feel like you're not worthy, maybe you feel shame or blame,
mm-hmm.
just hold up those four fingers and say,
put
your flesh away. And let that movement, that gesture, just anchor those words and remind you that that enemy is waiting, just sitting there and waiting to come in and steal, kill, and destroy.
That's right. And your relationship with the Lord is His primary target.
Absolutely.
He wants to destroy that relationship, steal it from you, and then kill you.
So it talks about that the enemy will come in and steal, kill, and destroy, but God. But God says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And that's in John 10:10. And I mean, well, actually, it was Jesus that said that.
That's right. John just recorded it, but that was Jesus saying, that's the reason that He came, to give you a full and happy and joy-filled life.
And freedom, just to break you from that bondage that the fleshly ways and, you know, when the enemy comes in and just messes with you.
Beat you up, yeah. Beat you up with your own humanity. he tempts you. Then you get in the flesh and you do something. And then He comes back and says, oh, what kind of Christian are you? And then He beats you up over it.
God is not going to love you now.
I mean, how dumb can we get and still breathe? We listen to it and that works every time.
Just think about the apple.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's the one that tempted you. You gave in. And then He comes up and beats you over the head with the fact that you gave in to His temptation.
Why did you do that? Now God's not going to love you.
Right.
You're awful.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing that God knew about all those things in advance and put all of that on Jesus.
Amen.
You can rest in that and know that you still have peace with God.
Woo-hoo. Mm. Peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Mm. Thank you.
And it is. Every moment of every day, we just don't tap into it. So I think that's what I'm going to pray today.
Okay. Let's pray us out.
All right.
Pray us out?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank You that You have taken away everything that came between us and You. And that You have made a way for us to have peace. Father God, I just pray right now for everybody that is joining with us today. Father, that You open their eyes and open their hearts to be able to receive that peace, to be absolutely convinced and know that they know that they know that no matter what, they can walk into Your presence boldly to find grace and help in time of need. So Father God, I just encourage people to right now let go of all the angst, all of the fear. And I just ask You, Father, to meet them right there. Let them feel Your presence. Let them perceive Your love. And let that peace just wash over them. We thank You, Father God, for all of the amazing benefits that You give us out of Your great mercy and Your grace. Lead us each day into a closer, more intimate, and more real relationship with You. Help us to find time each day to get out into our wilderness and just hang out with You and talk with You and learn from You and appreciate You and let You love on us. Fill us to overflowing with that love for everyone else around us and help us to share your heart's desire to be in relationship with everyone that we encounter. We love you, Lord, and we just ask these things in Jesus' precious name. And all of God's kids said,
Amen.
Amen.
Good stuff. Ooh.
And you know, that's why we say shalom, shalom, huh?
Yes. Perfect
peace. So let us bless you with that as we sign off for today. Shalom, shalom. Shalom. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye, everybody.